And as we get towards the end of the month, time to catch up on what's happening in Kimber. Good morning, Kerry.
Good morning, Keith.
What's happening with the council community grants?
Well, they are open, and this is a good time to put your thinking cap on and work out what you'd like to apply for if you're a community group in the Kimber area, because it's closing on the 14th of May at 5 p.m. and grants are available for up to $5,000. So make sure you get onto the council website and download a form or go into the office and see the friendly staff.
Exactly. 2 weeks to go, and our town, I understand, has a new team.
Yes, they do. So following the success of their massive grant funding results, they're multi-millions of dollars for the next 10 years. So they've appointed some new staff, and they are currently refurbishing and freshening up their new offices that they've taken on for the duration of the project. And they're organising an evening art therapy in conjunction with West Coast Youth and Community Mental Health Services. And it's on Monday night. All materials are supplied, and it starts at 7 to 8 p.m. So you need to book via email, and it's going to be held at the Our Town office.
So make sure you certainly have a look for that one online. And I understand there's an ambulance course?
Yes, there is. The local ambos are putting the call out, of course, for more volunteers, but also to alert people to the fact that there is a new ambulance course starting soon. So if you're interested, contact Muffy Inglis or any of the other current ambulance members, volunteers.
And we're coming up to the centenary of the Kimber Show as well.
That's right. We didn't quite get to have one last year, as did no one else, but this year in September is 100 years since the very first Kimber Show. So in true Kimber Show style, we're looking to have a bigger and better than ever event. And currently the committee are calling for anyone interested in having a trade site or a catering stand at the Kimber Show. And Jodie Joyce is the lady to contact for those, and otherwise just go to the website and you'll find a list of contact emails there. Forms will be coming out soon.
Now, I'm told there's a Mother's Day market happening, but I'm not sure Blossom's got the part about the day.
Okay, so Blossom's, our local florist, is having a market week, and I think we'll be running some flower arranging workshops as well, I believe. From Tuesday the 4th to Saturday the 8th of May. So plenty of time to get in and find something for Mum for Mother's Day, but maybe even have a go at making something yourself.
Oh, now that's going out on a bit of a limb. I understand that there's a bit of a workshop happening for the parents of kids who have spelling difficulties.
Certainly is. The spelled people, which some of you may have heard of, they will be in Kimber on Wednesday the 12th of May. And the parent workshop is at 6:30 p.m. So book into that through the school.
Certainly get along to that. And just quickly, the Lion King, I understand, is in Kimber.
Yes, the Lion King is going to be the school production this year. Obviously a little way off yet, but the way time's disappearing, it won't take long to come around. And they are desperately seeking people to help out with costumes and other activities related to organising such a big event.
Certainly looking forward to that one as well. Thank you very much, Kerry, and we'll touch base again in about 4 weeks' time.
Certainly will. Thank you.